This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. In Iraq, the battle between Shiite and Sunni continues apace, and Americans are now fighting both. Today, a suicide bombing in a northern base used jointly by U.S. and Iraqi forces appears to have killed at least a dozen people. That attack would be typical of Sunni insurgents trying to undermine the new government. And that follows a U.S.-Iraqi raid yesterday that killed at least 16 followers of the Shiite Muslim cleric Muqtada Sadr. Now, every development in Iraq is closely followed here in Washington, so we'll begin this part of the program with some analysis from NPR's Cokie Roberts. Good morning, Cokie.
Good morning, Steve.
Even with all that violence in Iraq, Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice is saying the U.S. should expect a drawdown in forces.
It's very interesting. She was all over Sunday TV talk programs yesterday, probably, it appears, trying to somewhat tamp down the expectations raised by President Bush in his press conference at the beginning of last week, where he said that it would be up to future presidents to bring all the troops, out of Iraq. She said that if there's political progress in Iraq and if the police forces are able to impose order, that then there could be a drawdown of forces. Now, those are two enormous ifs, but there does seem to be a concerted effort on the part of the administration to give the American people some hope that troops will be coming out of Iraq sooner than what the president implied in his press conference.
Now, the Secretary of State was also asked about these reports that Russia supplied the Iraqis with the U.S. war plan before the U.S. invasion. What's going on here?
Well, those were military reports looking back at the lead up to and beginning of the war. And the reports say that the Russians did give Iraq U.S. military plans. Some were correct, some were incorrect. And the question is, was it the Russian government that did this, or Russian intelligence agencies? Secretary Rice says, I'm quoting here, we're taking very seriously any suggestion that a foreign government may have passed information to the Iraqis prior to the American invasion that might have put our troops in danger. The Russians aren't talking about this. But it comes in an interesting time, Steve, because right now the U.S. is trying to get Russia to pressure Iran on the question of nuclear materials. And it's the lead up to the G8 meeting in St. Petersburg, when there are a lot of questions being raised about Russia's move away from democracy and what's going on in that country right now.
We're talking to NPR's Cokie Roberts. We're going to go to Baghdad in a moment and NPR's Ann Garrels. But first, Cokie, before I let you go, I want to ask about one other issue. The Senate this week is going to be taking up an immigration bill, which is rather complicated for Republicans, isn't it?
It is indeed. And there were demonstrations over the weekend of half a million people showing up to demonstrate against a bill that some Republicans are pushing that would just crack down on illegal immigrants and raise fences at the borders. The president is trying to get his party to not be so harsh. He's going to a naturalization ceremony at Constitution Hall today and to Mexico later this week, because his own experience, Steve, with Hispanic voters has been very much one of outreach, and he, both as governor of Texas, increased his vote with Hispanics in each of his races, and in his runs for president, greatly increased his percentage of the Hispanics vote in each race, because he knows that this is a growing group in this country, and the Republican Party needs them. And the fact is back in California, when Pete Wilson was governor and put in Proposition 187, he drove Hispanics out of the Republican Party by the thousands. And the president and other Republicans are now worried their party is about to do exactly the same thing with these measures that are coming up on the Senate, in the Senate Judiciary Committee today and on the Senate floor this week. And Bill Frist, the leader of the Senate, appears to be trying to win his party's presidential primaries by playing to the conservative elements in the party that do want to keep immigrants out. So he and the president are battling over this issue.
Okay, thanks very much. That's NPR News analyst Cokie Roberts.